Chris, we have so much to get into today. So much. You got a woman fired from your job. You had a relationship that lasted 24 hours. You know, Chris, they do say that a candle that burns twice as bright lasts half as long. And I think that candle must have been the friggin' size of the sun.
It was, yeah.
Well, you know, hey, you live and learn, bud. You live and learn. We'll get into that. And then and then also we have a bunch of gun violence. I mean, we just have a jam-packed show today.
I haven't actually been able to comment on most of it because I don't really have much interest in it, but you can ask me anyway.
Well, I mean, come on. It's not like the fact that, you know, over almost, what was it? Like 80 people either killed or injured. You don't? Okay, well, we'll get into it. It's okay.
No, I'm just tired. I'm feeling tired.
Oh, no. Well, then you better get amped up today, Chris. Because we got a show to do. Let's get started.
This is the story of a sad little kiwi and how he was banned from the web. Nobody touched his weenie, so he became a great big meanie and started threatening to chop off people's heads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chris Cantcast. Voted the best new podcast of 2019. With me, as always, is the killer kiwi himself, 5'7", 205 pounds, 97 IQ, ladies and gentlemen, Christopher. How's it going,
how's
buddy?
How's it going, Canty Lens?
Hey, what's up, Chris? I'm good, man. I'm good.
I gather we started recording now.
Yeah. You know what? I think that intro shows that we're definitely recording, Chris. It's, you know, not too hard to understand.
That's good. So why don't we get stuck into Sarah?
Okay. All right. So, but before we just jump right into it, I just have to give a little bit of a setup. Okay. All right. So, well, last week we got a very wonderful, very beautiful voicemail from a girl called Sarah, right? It was our understanding is that she is a big, beautiful woman, BBW, if you will. She's from New Zealand.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Is this the one I was talking to, or is this a new one?
No, this is the same girl, Chris. I mean, you're not having that many women message you every single week. This is the same Sarah from the...
She's on the BBW, is she?
That's what she said. She said she's a BBW.
Right.
Okay. BBW with a hook hand, a prosthetic limb or something of that nature. But she just loved the fact that you're from New Zealand. And, you know, she got in touch with me over Reddit. But, Chris, what do we say about Reddit?
They're
a bunch of cucks. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Being a cuck have to do with Sarah, though?
I don't know. She's on Reddit. I mean, obviously, since your relationship didn't work out, obviously, because she's from Reddit. Let's just blame it on that one for one thing. But but okay. So reach out to me on Reddit, and she was like, "I just have to talk to Chris. Let me finish, Chris. I need to set this up. People don't know what's going on." So they came out. So she came to me, and I was like, "Hey, Chris, here's her personal email." So it's no longer any situation. Is this a catfish? No, this is a real person. So, Chris, take it away. What happened?
Well, as hard as it may seem, I believe I made the right decision because Sarah displayed unhealthy relationship behaviors such as prejudging me and gossiping about me. And my belief is unless Sarah can change these behaviors, I don't actually want to be with someone like that.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Let me finish. I do have a general practitioner who's a medical doctor who does some counseling who I bounce ideas off, but I don't really need counseling on a long-term basis, but I just needed him.
You don't?
I don't need counseling, but I don't need counseling on an ongoing basis, but I decided to go to my doctor who does counseling just to bounce some ideas off him.
Okay.
He he didn't actually have a problem with the email that I sent to Sarah, which actually upset her. No, I'll say again, I discussed the email with my doctor, the email that I sent Sarah, the email that actually upset Sarah. You know that email that I sent Sarah and she went on a full-blown psychopathic reaction?
Psychopathic. Okay, that's very ironic coming from somebody who's 94% psychopathic. But hey, you know what? Takes one to know one, right?
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, just let me finish. The email that my doctor didn't actually think there was anything wrong with it that upset Sarah. What I'm trying to say is that the email that I sent Sarah, which the doctor doesn't actually have a problem with, I can read it out to you if you want.
Yes. Okay. So before we really get into it, I just want to know, because we kind of jumped straight to this email.
The email that my counselor didn't actually have a problem with, I can read it out to you. It says, quote, "I certainly don't think I can be with someone who throws around accusations at me and puts words in my mouth about being intense and holds me in suspense, then tells me they need more space because of others' hearsay and keeps me in more suspense. Are you for real? Either please sit down and work things out like sensible adults, or I would appreciate it if you leave me alone." So that's my email. And what I'm trying to say to you, Brett, is that
I can't, who?
My doctor... What I'm trying to say, Cantillions, is, well, I'm just shut the fuck up. That email that I just read out to you, my doctor, who's also a counsellor, he doesn't actually have a problem with that. So it was totally unjustified for Sarah to actually react the way that she did. And also, too, I want to add that Sarah was insecure and does not value herself, because she was actually exhibiting exactly the same behaviors as I was, and that was being intense. So basically, I think she's a hypocrite.
Okay.
Just to put all this in a nutshell, I think Sarah was taking advantage of me to fulfill a short-term need, then falsely claimed that she wants to be closer to, quote, God, when in actual fact she initiated the sexual texting in the first place. So I'm feeling pretty upset and a little bit angry with Sarah about the way she treated me. But that's all I had to say on the matter. So what do you have to say?
Oh, boy. Okay, that was a lot of information in a very short amount of time. So let's get into it. Yes.
So that email that I sent Sarah that she got really upset with, there was nothing wrong with that. There was nothing wrong with that email. I think Sarah didn't want to know the truth, and that's what upset her. That's why she got upset. So that's basically it, you know?
Okay. I can understand that. Yeah, obviously it is true that she can't handle the truth, essentially.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
all right. I can agree with that. And what was her ultimate reasoning? I'm sorry. I want to go back here a little bit. So there's a lot of talk of these conversations getting intense. Your words and her words, correct?
Yeah. I've got no idea why she just stopped communication, because I honestly didn't do anything wrong except some of the emails that I said. Like, I wanted to push off a bridge because I was so upset that she just stopped contact. And the thing is, she, you know what the word fickle is? Well, the word fickle, F-I-C-K-L-E, that's a great word to describe Sarah. And I don't think I honestly want to be with someone like that, you know?
It's okay. Somebody who can just like turn on a dime and not like you anymore, essentially, is what you're...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I have to admit, this is a little...
I think she's got some psychological problems or something. I think there's something wrong, you know?
And once again, you would know. No, I'm serious. You could relate. You can understand that you've admitted to yourself that you do have, you know, other problems, so you can relate to her, right?
But anyway, if she's listening, I'm willing to give her another chance. I mean, she didn't... the other thing that really upset me too, she didn't even apologize, you know, like she totally ignored my email. You know that email that I sent you before you emailed Sarah? Well, she didn't even apologize. She didn't even admit to any wrongdoing. That's what really makes me upset, you know?
Because the fact that she ignored you.
Not because she ignored me. She didn't admit the fact that she was intense as well. I even sent her screenshots of the messages to prove that she was actually intense towards me, and she was accusing me of being intense. So, and saying sexually inappropriate stuff, which she was doing the same thing as well. And she didn't even admit that, you know?
Okay. I want to go through a couple of things, and I just want to, and just as examples of what was intense. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. For example, from Sarah, quote, "I hope you enjoy your day too, my dashing gentleman." Sarah, XXXXXXXXX. That is quite intense. I understand.
That's right.
"I am going to make kebabs with lamb and beef. My mouth is watering." Of course, watering. Come on, that's pretty sexually suggestive. "My mouth is watering just thinking about how delicious they are going to be. What about you?" That's also pretty intense. "I have never kissed anyone except my mother on the cheek. Is it scary beforehand? I like jewelry." Yeah. And that is in response to you saying that kissing, it's nice. And it makes you feel lightheaded, huh?
It does, yeah.
It really, what makes it so lightheaded?
I don't know. I think it's when you kiss someone, it causes like a chemical process in the brain where it releases a chemical substance called dopamine. And dopamine is the pleasure reward sense in the brain. So sex and eating is the most dopamine activating chemical release in the brain. It releases more dopamine. Those are the two things that release the most dopamine, is sex and eating. And that's a chemical reward sense in the brain, is the dopamine release between the neurons.
So have you ever done eating and sex before? Have you ever kind of put the two together? Because I'm sure it would just be a fucking crazy, like the biggest orgasm of your life. That's actually a fetish.
I seem to know a lot, don't I?
Yes, you do, Chris. You are just a brilliant man. Let's get into intensities from Sarah real quick.
So just wait a minute. Dopamine is the pleasure release chemical in the brain between the neurons. That's what gives us pleasure. Those two things make the human race survive, is sex and eating. Those are the two main dopamine releasing chemicals in the brain, and that's what keeps us going.
Gotcha. So when you kiss a girl, you're not thinking about her, you're thinking about the dopamine process that's happening inside of you, correct?
No, it's a subconscious thing.
Gotcha.
Thing. Do you get it? Yeah.
I do get it. Let's see here. "Lying together when it's raining at night sounds nice." And she responds, "That sounds amazing." God, she just sounds a little harlot there, Chris.
Yeah, you can understand why I was upset, eh?
Yeah, of course. I mean, saying mine is Korean barbecue, especially talking about their favorite food. "Mine is Korean barbecue, especially pork bulgogi. It's the one thing I would want to have on our first date." What? She was talking about your first date on the first message.
She's a bit of a cock. She's a bit of a prick tease, isn't she?
Yeah, she is a little bit of a cock, a little bit of a prick tease. Absolutely, she is. Well, but she is a virgin, though, Chris. Maybe she's just as pent up as you are. Anyways.
Well, look, Cantillions, my apology towards Sarah Store Sands. So if she's listening, I would really appreciate it if she could consider changing her mind and then get back to Cantillions or myself. Is that okay, Cantillions?
That's okay with me. I mean, even though you did just call her a cock tease, a prick tease, but yes, absolutely. You know, your apology still stands.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. So you're afraid that she's fickle. You're afraid that she's a woman who's just going to, like, you know, run away at the first sign of, you know, you are becoming e-famous.
But the thing is, everyone can change their behaviors. I'm not saying it's too late. I mean, it may be a bad behavior, but it doesn't really make someone a bad person. Sarah can actually change her behaviors. I'm quite willing to do that. I can see beyond someone. I mean, it may sound strange here, but I don't really judge someone. I really do believe that a person can change their behaviors to accommodate someone like myself, you know?
Could you change your behaviors to accommodate her, like your beliefs and whatnot? I should say.
I could actually compromise. Yeah, I could. I mean, relationships are about compromising. You know, like coming to a compromise. You know,
what would you change to have this relationship work?
Well, it's a very complicated question, and it's just like asking how long a piece of string is. You don't really know until you actually get to meet someone and get to know someone. I think it's all to do with when you meet someone, you should plan that rather than thinking too far ahead. That's the answer to your question.
Well, to answer your first question, there is a definite answer to how long a piece of string is, because if it gets too long, it's just a rope. So.
You've never heard of the expression "how long the piece of string is"?
No, but I get what you're. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Okay. I get it. So right. you'd only change a little bit because you haven't done much wrong here, is what you're trying to say.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You don't really. The thing is, it may be if you meet someone and you're totally the opposite, or have some similarities, and when you meet someone, you can actually work things through. The whole basis of a relationship is being able to talk down and sit down and maybe even write up on a whiteboard or a blackboard and be together and just write things, what you can do and how we can work things out. I mean, that's the basis, just talking about stuff, you know, and talking about things calmly, you know, when you meet someone. But the thing is, Sarah, she was actually going right. She was going right. She was just being tense from day one. Like, you know, it was totally inappropriate. It's not the word, but it's not right. You can't really talk like that the first day on the relationship. You just got to work things slowly. And if she had said, "Hey, sorry, maybe we can just like go a bit more slowly," I would have been okay with that. But she just completely stopped talking to me, and that ended up leaving me feel hurt, you know?
Did she completely stop talking to you before or after the 40-plus emails that you sent her, one right after another?
It was before.
So she stopped talking to you, and then your response was 40 emails in a row?
Yeah, that was me just like...
Okay.
That was me just expressing, but that was just me getting upset, you know, about...
Was that an okay thing to do? Was that a smart response? Was that a big brain response?
No, it wasn't a smart response, but I've done that before, so I don't know how to sort of stop doing it, you know?
If it's gotten you in trouble before... So you have no idea why you do it.
But on the other token, Brett, what you have to understand, when I was...
Who's Brett?
I won't mention last Cantillions. What I'm saying is, you know how I was talking to Dina? Well, she had a different viewpoint. She says the right person wouldn't actually have a problem with that. If she's meant to be, if that person's meant to be with you, she wouldn't actually have a problem with that. And I think she's right to some extent. And that's coming from a woman's perspective.
So you think that you want to be with a woman, then, let me get this straight, that you're okay with a woman who is willing to, or let's turn this around a little bit. How would you feel? Would you want to be with a woman who sends you 40 emails, one after another, threatening to, you know, hurt them, fuck yous? Is that okay with you? Would you okay if a woman did it to you?
No, I wouldn't be okay. But the thing you have to understand, Cantillions, is that life isn't black and white. There's areas of grey. And the thing is, you can't just say yes, no, yes, no. Life isn't like that. Life isn't black and white. Even females aren't black and white. They have thinkings of grey areas, and you can't really think like that. And the thing is, Cantillions, you're not actually a relationship expert. You can't really tell me what to do. I mean, it's up to me. I'm a fully grown adult. I can make up my own mind about things.
Of course.
You can't really you can't really make me feel bad about doing stuff because it may be just your opinion. It's not, it doesn't mean what you say is a fact. I mean, I can listen to you, but at the end of the day, it's up to me how I deal with the situation.
Oh, absolutely. It is. Yes. And no, I am not a relationship expert. I just play one on a podcast. Let's get this very straight. Second, I don't think that you have to do anything that I say. However, I think it's been shown time and time again that at least some of the things I've suggested to you are fairly smart. I mean, it doesn't really take like a genius or a relationship expert to say, hey, don't send 40 emails to a woman that you're trying to woo back.
But hang on, Cantillions. Why don't you go preach to Sarah? What she did was unhelpful as well. It's not all one-sided, okay? I mean, I can control my own behaviors. So I can't control hers. But the thing is, if you can't really embarrass me without embarrassing her at the same time, you know?
Oh, the fact that she's actually trying to, you know, humor a 94% psychopath online and trying to have a long distance relationship with him. Yeah, she's fucking nuts.
And she gave me the wrong impression too.
And she gave you the wrong impression. She's saying, and if this is true, which looking at this, goddamn, I've talked to a lot of women, it seems like it's fucking true. If she's saying out there that, like, I want to go on a first date with you, I want to go do this, this, and that, yeah, obviously, you're going to go fucking spurg out on her as you've done every other woman in the past. And the fact that she's getting surprised about this and a little bit pissed off, yeah, she's just as fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's almost as though that she's innocent. She's saying, oh, she's playing the innocent. When I get upset, she pretends she doesn't know what I'm getting upset about. And, she's really, it's almost as though that butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You and your butter. So, Chris, would you be willing to take this this BBW amputee back into your loving embrace? Take her maybe on a little beach walk, get some Korean barbecue, whisper sweet nothings in their ear. Is that something you want to do?
Yes, it's something what I want to do, but she made it sort of clear in her email to you that it's best that she doesn't talk to me, so I don't know whether that's a permanent thing or whether she's thinking about it. I don't really know. What did it sound like to you, Cantillions?
Well, I want you to say, Chris, so why wouldn't she talk to you anymore? It's about a relationship, isn't it?
I think it was because maybe the thing is she thought to myself, what the hell am I doing here? Maybe I'm going too fast, and maybe she just got freaked out that she was behaving like that. I don't really know. I can't get into her head, so I don't know.
There's also talk about her relationship with God.
Oh, that's, to be honest, and this is just a gut feeling of mine, I honestly think that's just an excuse.
So, but Chris, you're a religious man. I mean, you've purchased many religious items. I mean, there was a cross that you purchased before, you know, there was that fart spray, along with all the ham radios, but within that was a crucifix. So you are a man of religion, like, you know, an Orthodox Catholic. I don't know what the fuck you call them. Wouldn't you be okay?
I was an Orthodox, but I'm actually an Eastern Catholic now, so.
You're an Eastern Catholic. What made you want to change? The funny hats?
Well, it's too complicated to explain over here.
Okay, fair enough. We don't have to get into it.
I don't really want to go into it, yeah.
Okay, anyways, the bigger question that I had is that she is obviously a woman of the cloth. She is a religious person. Wouldn't you want to couldn't you respect that?
Yes, I can respect that. And the other thing is she hasn't actually told me a lot about herself. She told me that she works. She hasn't told me what she does for a job, and also she hasn't told me what denomination she is, but the impression that I get from her emails is that she's like an evangelical and Pentecostal, and those sorts of Christian beliefs are a bit bad because they can be a bit extreme. But the thing is, if she's a Catholic or whatever, I mean, that will probably make it even better, because I mean, I do truly believe that sex before marriage is bad, and I think it's better for me to get married and then have sex, because it'll be better for me that way. And if she believes that, well, I'd like her to know that I like to, if at all possible, I like to, if there's a future between her and I'd eventually like to get married one day. Does that sound fair to you, Cantillions?
That sounds fair. I mean, you know, you want to get married to a girl that you just talked to for 24 hours. I mean, that's as a religious person, no, of course.
No, it was actually a long distance relationship. She lives in New Zealand, and I was born in New Zealand, so it's no problem for me to go there for, say, 4 weeks holiday and meet her. That's no problem for me at all. And the thing is too, Cantillions, is that she had no problem whatsoever when I told her about my court and legal issues. She had no problem with that. So I just don't understand how she used the excuse that other girls who were talking to her about me, gossiping about me, I don't understand how she would judge me on the basis of that. And that's really an unhealthy behavior. And, I think she should go past all that and see me for who I am. And deep down inside, I do believe that I'm actually a nice and generous person.
Even after the threats and the stalking, you're still a good person after that. And, you know, you could say yes. You could say yes. I'm not. Yes, I'm trying to defend you.
Yes, okay. Yes, I am. And I'd also, and for the record, Cantillions, I want to correct you because you've been spreading some rumors about me about buying laptops for other women. That is completely untrue.
Okay.
What actually happened was about 10 years ago, before I even spoke to you or even heard about the Dick Show, about 10 years ago, I actually had Facebook contact with someone who added me as a friend from a third world country called Montenegro. she was actually bedridden, and her family was abusive towards her emotionally and physically. And the reason why she was bedridden was because she tried to commit suicide. And that's why she was a paraplegic and relied on the wheelchair. And she was really poor. She was in a third world country. And I said to myself, hey, and she needed a laptop because her one was playing up. And I just sent her a new laptop, and I could afford it at the time. So I don't understand why you have a problem with that, you know?
I don't have a problem with it. Not at all. Not at all. You didn't think that she was going to come visit you, like wheel over from Montenegro?
No, but I heard you on the Dick Show. It was almost as though that you and Dick were mocking me. I could tell, and you know that, you know. And
I didn't know what was true. It was reports said, people said that you bought a girl a laptop, and you know what? If that's the truth, it would be funny. And well, you know what the really truth funny. Is? The truth is actually better, Chris, is that you have a big heart, and you bought a poor paraplegic woman a laptop.
Well, I know where that rumor came from. It came from Dina, and she should actually think before she should tell you the full truth before she starts spreading rumors, you know?
True. But she's a woman. That's what women do. But one thing, Chris, I don't understand how you keep on saying the gossip about you regarding your court cases, because they're actually, it's not really gossip. Gossip is just kind of fake, like half truths or like, you know, rumors. Like, this shit's all out there for people to read.
Well, that's right. Even the media lie, and it's before the courts. I haven't had my court case dealt with. I'm innocent until I'm proven guilty, and for people to actually spread all the shit about me, it's unfair.
Okay, I will give you that. You're innocent until proven guilty.
And it doesn't matter. Even criminals who have convictions, I mean, no one's perfect. We all do the wrong thing. You can't really base someone's. You can't really say, oh, that person doesn't have a hope in hell finding a relationship because he's got a criminal conviction. That's absolute nonsense. It's simply not true. And the thing is, you shouldn't go reading up about people on Google anyway. It's none of your business. You should worry about yourself and stick to yourself. And that's it. Don't rely on it is gossip. Don't twist this around, Cantillions, you know?
I am a podcast host and then a quasi news reporter. So all I've done is report on news. So you just blame, maybe I'm just part of the mainstream media. Who knows? But, I mean, are you afraid of your upcoming court case?
Not really. I can't do anything about it because I'll just have to take it as it comes. I had an unfortunate experience. I had people treat me badly. I dealt with it the wrong way, and I suffered the consequences, and that's all there is to it. And I just got to accept the fact that there's not very nice people out there. There's really nasty and evil people out there, and that's a fact of life, and I just have to deal with it, you know?
So is the way that you handled the situation with Sarah, is that very similar to what happened in the past, or was this like more of a tamed down version, would you say?
I don't think it has anything to do with it. It's totally different. I could have handled it a better way, but the thing is, I was within my rights to be upset about it, and I didn't really know how to deal with it, and that's why I sort of flipped out and sent 40-plus messages.
Now, what about when it comes to your court case? Exactly what's going on there? What happened?
I can't go into it. I've been advised by my lawyer not to talk about it, so can we move on to something else?
Okay, that's fair. I'll respect that, that's in all fine. Honesty. Okay, all right.
That's fine.
Okay,
cool. So let's have a look here. We were going to talk about gun violence, were we?
Yeah, we could talk about gun violence. So let's just get into it. Let's talk about angry criminals to get right into. Yes.
Cantillions, I didn't mean to be rude before, but I've been advised by my solicitor that I cannot talk about my court case.
We don't even, I won't even put this out on the air. Okay. I get that. That's completely understandable. I don't want to put you in that situation.
Well, you can put everything on there. I haven't actually said anything about my court case anyway. So, okay. But you can just put everything. Don't take anything out of this podcast, will you? Unless I say so. Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. I won't have any sort of editing. No editing license here. No creative license. Gotcha.
Okay. Going to gun violence. Okay. Going to gun violence. Incidents. Going to gun violence. My honest opinion is.
Can I set it up? Can I set it up first?
What do you mean set it up?
Can I set up the bit that we're about to do? Or do I have to just do? Or do you just want to plow right past me?
Okay, you can start. That's fine.
Okay. All right. This past week has been a very rough week in the United States. A shitload of people died. Some people are saying because of what?
I haven't actually read up about it. I tend to stay away from the media and TV, so I know nothing about it. But I can actually comment on gun violence if you want me to.
So you don't think so? Anyways, a bunch of white guys killed a bunch of people.
Was it a neo-Nazi or something?
Somebody who believes in alt-right stuff, people who hate Jews, who hate Mexicans, people who are, okay, I thought I was going to have to really kind of imply this, but I guess not. People who are lonely, angry, send 40-plus emails to a woman who won't date them and who are quote-unquote incels. Chris, is that really the problem we have here in the United States? Is it incels or is it gun violence? I don't know. I was going to try to make a big joke out of this, but you're just jumping right into it, so let's go.
Well, I want to make it perfectly clear that I am alt-right. I am actually right-wing myself.
Shit. Okay.
Okay. Well, if you stop laughing, can I please finish what I'm about to say?
Oh, I don't want you to shoot me. Let's go.
Okay. I think gun violence would improve if all people had right to bear arms. It would improve crime and safety. That is the honest truth, and that's my honest opinion.
So you think that everybody should have guns?
Yes, absolutely. We should still have to have psychiatric training or psychological tests, but yes, everyone should be able to apply for one and get one.
So do you think you're allowed to have a gun then if you had psychological tests?
Well, I can't really comment. Maybe not, because, I mean, everyone, you've got to be psychology. But the thing is, the Marxist left-wing agenda is to take everyone's guns away, and they use shooting hoaxes as a way to give an excuse to take everyone's guns away. you know how I was talking about the hoax, Christchurch, whatever. Well, they use that as an excuse to take people's guns away, and that's what left wing Marxist people do. They take away everyone's rights, and also, and you know how I was talking about taking the chairs away so no one could have a smoke on their bench. Well, they do that as well. They just take. We live in a nanny state, and that's what left-wing do. The left-wing perpetuate the nanny state out there, and they just don't give anyone any rights at all.
So taking away the benches outside of strip clubs is just like taking away the guns from their citizens, correct?
Yes, it's similar. It's all to do with anti-tobacco smoking, because guns aren't really dangerous to people that use them. Smoking, they believe that smoking is dangerous, but it's actually not. But they take away the chairs. They take away the sidewalk chairs anyway, just to piss people off.
They'll take away the guns just to piss people off.
Yeah, yeah. And also, incels, you mentioned the word incels. I know what the meaning of that word is. An incel is a person who desires to have sex but can't actually get a girlfriend. Is that what an incel is?
Yeah, incel is involuntary celibate. Now, the question is, I actually possibly have a solution to this. What about government-mandated girlfriends?
Just let me finish. Incels is a derogatory word. Incels is a derogatory term, and you shouldn't really do it because it's quite insulting. But incels are another problem. Sometimes being an incel is beyond their control. It's a derogatory term. So you can't, calling someone an incel is quite hurtful and derogatory, and you shouldn't actually do it.
I'm not saying it.
So what was your question? You had a question you wanted to ask me.
Yes. So for one thing, I'm failing to see how involuntarily celibate is considered a derogatory term, but I think it's maybe it has been brought into, you know, into the mainstream as in have sex incel, take your medication incel. I can see how that's derogatory. Yes.
To give you a perfect example, I've seen Dr. Rachel's Twitter posts, and she labels me as an incel. So she's just trying to go out there and say hurtful things to me.
Okay. I gotcha. I mean, you do fit the definition of an incel, but it's okay.
But Rachel is so jealous of my success, she would have to say that, wouldn't she?
That's the only way she can get to you, because there's nothing else she can make fun of you of besides the fact that you're an incel. That's the only thing she can grab at, obviously.
That's the other thing, too. I think Dick and
Did
I
you
are
just
actually
come?
Right. We both... Sorry?
You just sound like you just came over that.
No, I didn't.
Okay, all right, continue.
But anyway, Dick and I agree on both Dick and I actually agree with this, and that's Dr. Rachel is actually quite jealous, because what actually happened, the reason why I think she tried to be suddenly nice to me, because she was trying to steer me away from the Dick Show and stop me from going on the Dick Show, and she was saying things like Dick is using you and stuff like that, and I totally agree, because that's what she was doing.
So you actually agree with Dick on something? I am really surprised.
No, Dick agrees with what I'm saying, because on his Second Mars podcast, he said that he was talking about someone said that Dr. Rachel is jealous of my success, and Dick says, no, you're right, she is jealous, and Dick said that I was well adjusted. So obviously we agree on something, don't we?
You are more well adjusted than Reddit, than the Facebook group, than pretty much everybody else. You are the top autist of the Dick Show. I will give you that.
You said that it sounded like I came over the microphone. What the hell? What are you talking about?
It sounded like you came. I don't know what to say. You listen back to the recording. You listen to the podcast like 10 times a week. Listen to it. You'll agree with me.
maybe. What do you call it? It's a tick. You know how people with ADHD, you know how people with Tourette's, the Tourette's diagnosis, Tourette's is like similar, it's actually related to autism, I think, but you know how people with Tourette's, they have tics. You know what the word tics are? T-I-C-K-S. Well, I think maybe it's a tick of mine. Like I said, like when I giggle and laugh, it sounds like I'm sort of ejaculating. When like it's almost it's just really weird when I giggle and it. You know how on the Dick show it sounded like I was doing it, but it wasn't actually true. And I think. And the thing is, Dr. Rachel, being a health professional, if she is one, she should know that because people with Asperger's have tics. People with Tourette's have tics. They exhibit all these weird noises. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. But just add another thing to your list. It's fine.
I'm listening, I believe in you.
I know you did not come, Chris. Don't worry. That's just one of your many ticks. That's one of your many many endearing qualities.
So why do you disagree with me?
I agree with you. I get it. I'm not saying that you came on mic. I was just commenting.
Right.
I wasn't judging. Right. I was commenting because this is a comedy, quote unquote, comedy podcast.
I said you were joking.
J-O-K-I-N-G. Yes, yes, Chris. I'm glad you can spell joking.
So let's get on to the fire. Let's get on the guild that I fired. You know that.
So
Just wait a minute. That that video that I put up about getting a guild fired that had over 3,000 hits. Would you believe?
I could believe it because that was some of the hottest takes I've heard from Chris the Kiwi yet.
It's very spicy. And do you want me to get into it? What actually?
I want to play it up real quick. I want to pull this shit up. Let me play it, Chris. Chris, I'm producing the show right now.
Are you going to play the video on the podcast?
Yeah, I'm going to play the video on the podcast. Just let me do it. I'm a professional, Chris.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
This is Christopher McCarty with 3,100 views talking about how he got a woman fired.
Hey guys, this is Kiwi Christopher speaking. Just got some news. I got some news that I got a girl fired from her job today at a bakery. What actually happened was she served me with some breakfast and she had a really unhappy and mean look in her face. And I emailed the manager and said, this girl was rude to me. And then I got an email from the manager saying, I'm sorry for what happened. But not only that, I had a female who I complained about. She emailed me on the Facebook side of the bakery and she apologized too. And I replied back, I'm sorry that it happened. I didn't really mean to get you fired. And if you ever want to get in touch with me, here's my number. And I put a kiss at the end. Then when I rang the number, I got the girl's boyfriend. And that boyfriend really flipped out.
By the way, you should see the smirk Chris has on his face right now. It is, it's something else.
You haven't actually finished it quite.
I know. I'm just talking about it. Just you're smirking. Fucking like a devilish grin. It's insane.
He says, hey, what are you doing hitting my girlfriend? You just got her fired, you piece of freaking shit. And that was the funniest thing. I got a girl fired from her job.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So I don't have to rehash it. I don't need to tell you what happened. You guys already know, so that's good.
So we know what happened. We know that Christopher went to a cafe, enjoyed a little raw milk latte, maybe.
It was actually I had a bacon. It was a. Can I say the name of the place? Is it okay?
No, don't say. No, do not say the name of the place. Please don't.
Right. Okay. Well, I had a bacon and egg roll, and I had a thick shake. I had a strawberry. I had a thick shake and a bacon and egg roll.
Wait, you had a shake during breakfast?
Yeah, I had a thick shake. I like my milkshake.
You had a milkshake? What time of day was this?
It was in the morning.
You had a strawberry fucking milkshake in the morning? And an egg roll?
I love them. And a bacon and egg roll, yeah.
That's disgusting. Anyways, continue.
No, it's not. It's nice. What's so disgusting about it?
It's a morning fucking milkshake, you fat fuck. No wonder you're 207 pounds. I'm messing with you, Chris. Don't worry.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Anyways, continue.
I don't need to continue. I've said everything, but I found it quite funny. I found it quite funny that I had 3,000 hits on that video, though.
It's okay. So yeah, we do have to continue because I really want to know like exactly happened. Like, so what did she do to you that, I mean, I commend you. There's been many times where I go to a place and I'm like, God damn it. That server is just fucking terrible. I just want to go down there, mm-hmm. fucking ring them with their stupid apron and like get their ass fucking fired. But you actually did it. So what did she do that was so bad?
Well, she gave me her phone number.
What made you want to get her fired?
I don't know. I have this thing that I get really hurt because, you know, I'm really sensitive when it comes to girls treating me badly because of previous bad experiences. And she usually calls me honey or darling or terms of endearment. And when she didn't that time, I felt really hurt. And that's why I decided to get back at her.
Oh, so you wanted her to be fired because she didn't call you honey or sweetheart?
I didn't actually have in my head that I wanted to get her fired. I just wanted the manager to speak to her. I didn't want her to get her fired. I didn't want her to get fired.
But you wanted the manager to talk to her for not being nice. Did you tell the manager why you thought she was not being nice, or did you just say she wasn't being nice?
I did actually tell her why she wasn't being nice. It was just the way that I basically said to the manager that she's usually really nice to me and she looked really unhappy. I actually told the manager that I felt quite concerned about her, that she was quite unhappy. I didn't actually say anything derogatory. I just said that I felt concerned that she might have been having a bad day, that she might have had something really bad happen to her. And I was actually quite concerned at the start.
Okay.
But I didn't actually have that sympathy in the end because she set me up. She gave me her phone number when I asked for it, and she set me up and she set me up deliberately to phone her boyfriend to abuse me on the telephone, and that's why I started to get upset. And that was why I put that video online, because I originally wanted to actually help her and ask if she was okay. But when she did that to me, that's why I made the video, to sort of to get my own back, you sort of thing.
Okay. So when did you get her number? Like, was it given to you like after you had your fucking strawberry milkshake, or
it was after I complained to the manager on their Facebook page, and she made a public comment giving me her number. So giving me her number. Hey, and she said, "Hey, here's my number," and that's in reply to, originally she said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I've been in some breakup or something like that, and this is my number," but it proved out to be that she was still with her boyfriend, and that's why she gave me her number, just to try and set me up and get her boyfriend to abuse me on the telephone.
How did you know that she got fired? Was this like an information from the manager who works there?
No, I knew she got fired because she says that she no longer works there anymore and I don't have to worry about it.
The girl on the Facebook page who left her number.
Yeah. She made a public comment on the bakery Facebook page saying, "You won't have to deal with me anymore and I'm sorry for what happened." And she gave me her number, and that's when I phoned it up and got abused by a boyfriend.
What did her boyfriend say to you?
Honestly, I wish I still had the voicemail. I actually deleted it, but I honestly thought that he was going to kill me. It was almost as though that he was screaming with rage and almost as though that he wanted to know where I was and stuff like that.
Holy shit. God damn.
Oh, God. Yeah. But anyway, let's go on to something else.
I'm just really in shock right now. that, I mean, are you going to go back to that cafe?
I probably would leave it for 1 or 2 months and then slowly start coming back, I think.
So. I think that's a good fucking idea, because that's the last thing you need is some guy, some crazy fucking Australian guy, which we all know how goddamn nuts they are, showing up and kicking your ass right there on the side of the Christian cafe and dump a milkshake on your head.
Well, what actually happened was she in her message, she sounded very sincere and apologetic. It was almost as though that she was trying to set me up. She was very sincere, said, "I'm very sorry. I was having domestic issues at home. My health isn't very good." And it turned out to be sort of bullshit, really, because she got her boyfriend to abuse me on the telephone. And not only that, I received those text messages that I sent you the other day trying to mock me and make fun of me. So obviously she was sort of okay. Obviously she was just being a total bitch, I think, you know. And it was good, actually, because the thing is, the manager, I think the manager was right to sack her, actually, because I think she was right. She wasn't doing her job properly. You should leave your domestic issues at home and not take them to work. Do you get what I'm saying?
Chris, how do you know? You've never even had a job.
I have. I used to work at a supermarket. I used to work at Woolworths Supermarket.
Okay. One second. I want to post these messages real quick. We're going to go over it because what was the message to the girl? Oh, the threat.
The threat towards me?
Yeah, towards you. You didn't do anything wrong, obviously. If you look at these messages, this guy.
It was a voicemail message and I've deleted it, so it's too late.
Well, what did you say to her on the voicemail?
I didn't leave any voicemails, all through Facebook messaging and text messaging.
Okay, so the first message you received from this guy was, one second, morning, little buddy. Couldn't you sleep last night? I was making love to my partner and didn't notice your texts until now. So sorry for late reply, but clearly I needed to thank you anyway for early termination, as now I can claim new start, I'm guessing unemployment, immediately.
Unemployment, that's right. That was coming from the girl. It wasn't from the male, obviously.
It also gives me and my partner plenty of time to make a baby emoji. Fucking God, that's basic. So thanks for everything, Gremmy. And then I love Chris's response. You're welcome. We've also come with a CUM to the conclusion you need to get yourself a life and don't end up killing yourself trying to find it. All right. Oh my God. Anyways, wow. It makes me wonder why whoever took you in the first place, putting up a bunch of lies on her page, couldn't have been so sick after all. Stinking attitude. Your man sounds like a cuck.
That's funny.
Oh God. Chris, how do you get yourself into these shenanigans? Like every day. There's every week something happens. How does one man find time to just always get himself in situations?
I live a pretty interesting life, don't I?
Yeah, you do. You live a life that most people just can't comprehend. I know I can't.
I don't know, but it just goes to show that someone may be beautiful on the outside, but they're pretty ugly on the inside.
Your excuse?
I don't really want to talk about it. I honestly don't. There's no point talking about it. I don't want to let people like that live rent-free in my head. So have you
heard
of that expression?
Of course. Did you learn that from your doctor buddy this last week?
No, I've known that for a long time. And the thing is, I want to make it quite clear to everyone, to you on the show, I'm not actually someone who needs help. The thing is, I don't get ongoing counseling from this doctor. He just happens to do counseling on the side of this medical doctor, and I don't use regular counseling from him. So it's only if I need to bounce some ideas off of it. It's only when I need to bounce some ideas and try and get a second opinion that I ask for his opinion, but I don't get any ongoing counselling. I'm not, you know, because the thing is, counselling generally is a waste of time because the only person who can help yourself is yourself, and it doesn't matter. The thing is, you can get all the ongoing counselling in the world, and it wouldn't make a difference because the only person who can fix yourself is you. Do you agree?
Yeah, of course, and that's why I've been trying to tell you every single day is not to get upset over people.
Mm. Yeah. But obviously I have some difficulty in that, but I need to try and figure out some sort of strategy to actually help me deal with it, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I think this podcast is a perfect outlet for you. Get your rage, get your anger out now. And then I think you need to call into the Dick Show and also kind of figure that one out too. I mean, that would also help out. That's just me.
Well, that's what my practitioner, medical doctor, who's also a counselor, that's what he said that I should. It was good for me to go on the podcast because it actually vents my feelings. I'm able to vent my feelings. It gives me a platform, and I'm able to vent my feelings and get it off my chest. That's what he said. What was good about it?
Did he listen to the podcast?
Well, actually, funny thing is, I've actually got his mobile telephone. I've actually got his mobile telephone number that I can text him in an emergency. So what actually happened was I only sent him about three texts with the links to our podcast.
And I think it's emergency that you donate right now to patreon.com/cantillions, Chris's doctor. Because there you can find all of the different tiers where you can donate and keep this fantastic show on the air. So go to patreon.com/cantillions. There you go. That's my plug for the day. So, yeah, I mean, like, I think that's an emergency. It is an emergency for you to make sure that he listens to our show.
Yeah, it is. I only have his mobile in an emergency. That's what it's used for. But I had no other way of actually giving
him. This is an emergency.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh man, Chris!
Because the last time I texted him, I had an ingrown toenail. I had to text him because it was so painful. And he said, "Hey, I can make an emergency appointment to come and see you." That's when I used his mobile number.
So he's a general practitioner that takes care of toenails, and then he also does therapy on the side. This man is a jack of all trades.
Yeah, he's got a medical degree. He's a medical doctor,
so he can take care of hangnails and brain problems. What about a hangnail in your brain? I think that's what you have, Chris.
Have what in my brain? Sorry?
I think you have a hangnail in your brain. I think that's your problem.
I didn't understand that. What does that mean?
Oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. All right. So I have one last question. You think about it, you'll get it. You have a 97 IQ. I don't think it's too hard to understand. I want to go back to the incel problem because this is obviously an issue that is plaguing the United States. So if we can't take away guns underneath your proposal, if you were going to be president for the next 4 years, you know, and thank you for not taking away our guns. That is our Second Amendment right. No joking aside. How do we solve the incel problem? I mean, there have been people out there who say that a government mandated girlfriend is the only way to solve these lonely white alt-right men. Do you agree?
I actually do agree, but the thing is, you can't really force someone to be your girlfriend or boyfriend. Whatever.
No, but this is government mandated, Chris. This is a difference.
Yeah. Are you saying it's like an arranged marriage sort of thing?
Set up by the government where, you know, if you are a lonely man such as yourself, you are issued a girlfriend.
That sounds like a great idea.
Oh, God, how would you go about this, Chris?
If I was in power, if I was Donald Trump.
Yeah, if you were bigger than Trump, if you actually could do half of what Trump did and give everybody government issued girlfriends, how would you go about it?
I don't know. Honestly, don't know. I'll have to think about that one.
You know, please do. I want you that actually, Chris, next week for your homework.
This is my homework.
For your homework is that obviously you believe a government issued girlfriend is a brilliant idea. So I need you to think about how will we go about implementing it? This, like, you know, Dick has his solutions on his bonus episode. I think this is the biggest solution to end all solutions. Government issue girlfriends. Where would we get them from? What if you wanted two girlfriends? What if you just, if you couldn't handle just one, you needed two? What would happen if you, you know, broke up? Could you break up?
But the thing is, it's a pipe dream. It's simply not possible. And I don't think Dick's being serious. I don't think Dick or yourself is being serious about it, though.
I'm being serious because incels are a problem. I mean, we do not need 47-year-old, you know, 97 IQ.
That just wait a minute. Incels are not a problem. Sometimes being an incel is beyond their control. It's just a derogatory term.
Not saying there's being an incel, but then and how about the angry white or just angry young murderers out there who are upset because they don't have a girlfriend? That's half of why these people are shooting up everything anyways. I think a government issue girlfriend would be a solution, and you agree with me.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a real good idea. I'd have to think about that one actually, because it sounds like a great idea, but I don't know what the steps would actually be to actually go about it. So that's a very interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a thought. It's a thought experiment. So think about it. Come back to me next week and we'll discuss it. Okay. Let's play some voicemails.
I need to take it first.
Wait, Chris, did you call into your own show again?
No, that was someone playing me going for a piss.
All right, go for it.
Take a piss, buddy. if there's any way we can watch this all.
Wait, did you go on another podcast, Chris?
Yeah, I went on the Burn Corp with Gabe. Didn't you know that?
You went on the Burn Corp with Gabe?
Yeah.
The Burn Corp with Gaberham Sandwich? Okay, let's take a listen.
Yeah, I had a piss on this bit corp.
Together. I don't know.
Let's do it right now while he's pissing. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. 5 second countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh God. Oh God damn it, Chris. Why do you do this?
Play. Oh, we're getting to hear this too, aren't we?
Hey, I'll just say Grant Rommel took a shit on my show. So what?
Oh my God, Chris. Oh my God. Okay, so is there like, do you have like a scatological fetish or something like that?
No, you haven't played the whole stuff. You haven't played the whole.
I'm asking you.
Nupped.
Oh God, no, I'm not going to play you.
Great audio. Okay.
Thank you, Crippled Jesus. I agree.
Are you not listening? Oh, you mean the toilet. Because I didn't hear the sink running.
Oh, yeah. And once again, Chris, you don't wash your hands. Anyways, so yes, that was, ladies and gentlemen, that is Chris on Burn Court live last night. Once again, taking another piss on Mike. Yes.
You haven't heard me flush a toilet.
I know what a toilet sounds like. Is that like, does that get you off? The that people are listening to you go to the bathroom and you're not denying it. You're just laughing right now.
Just wait a minute. I couldn't hear the toilet flush and you didn't play that.
Wash your hands. There you go.
Good. You wash your hands.
Yes, I wash my hands. Yep. All done.
Okay. Dry your hands too. Just make sure you get a nice dry. You wouldn't want to get your phone wet.
There you go. Anyways, that's it. That's the end of the clip. So.
That's why I couldn't hear the.
I know that's all I have, Chris. I'm not going to play the entire. I already played enough of you pissing on Mike. All right, God damn it. Let's actually get to a voicemail. You crazy son of a bitch! What do you want?
Who gave you that audio file? How did you get that? Was it on the voice? Was it on voicemail? What did you?
Yeah, that was on voicemail. That was on voicemail. Oh, you're so weird, Chris. Every week, I don't get it. I will never understand you.
Why?
All right.
But you don't think it's funny, though.
It's something. How about that? It's just something. It's funny because I just can't comprehend. Because it's not like you do this for a bit. It's not like, Chris, you go on like the show. You don't. It's not like you just come on my show. Our show. It's not like you just come on our show. You just don't go on Burn Court. You just don't go on the Dickheads podcast and just take a piss because you're trying to be funny. No. Like, people like Dina, other women have told me and complained to me he pisses and shits on Mike in private. So I'm not sure if you get off on it, if you get your rocks off, or if you're laughing, if you think it's a humorous thing, and you won't give me a proper answer. So I just don't know. Can we find out why? Can you tell us why you like doing this?
I don't know. It's just part of my humor, I guess.
Is that why you bought 2 cans of fart spray on eBay?
Yeah, there's a spray that you can get in the US called Liquid Ass. Have you heard of Liquid Ass before?
Yes, I've heard of Liquid Ass, but why do you feel the need to get 2 bottles? And who are you pranking?
I actually bought in total I've actually bought 10 bottles of this stuff, didn't I tell you?
No, you're personally keeping. You're single-handedly keeping the liquid fart spray market afloat.
Yeah, I prank people on the train. I actually do it secretly to see people's reaction. That's what I did.
Wait, so you do it on the train? What?
Yeah, I do it. I get liquid ass. I buy liquid ass on eBay, and then when I get it, I keep a store of it, and then I prank people in restaurants and stuff.
You're a terrorist. You are an olfactory terrorist.
So how do you know about liquid ass? How did you hear about it?
Oh, I have my sources. Don't worry. I have somebody very close in the liquid ass industry.
I'll tell you what. I was thinking about sending Dick Masterson some liquid ass as well.
Okay, I'm sure he would probably get some use out of it. Send it to Maddox instead.
Has Dick Masterson heard of liquid ass?
I'm sure he's heard of liquid ass. I would not be surprised. Chris, you know, the fact that you're getting, your fact that you're loving this potty humor so much, honestly makes me smile on the inside. You can just imagine you walking around.
Oh, liquid ass. I'll tell you what, liquid ass is amazing. It's the most amazing stuff I've ever come across.
Oh, my God. Do you just sit there, like, in your home and, like, sniff it?
I actually took the bloody top off, and it smells like putrid. It smells like dead animals and shit and stuff like that.
That's kind of why it's marketed, yes. And you love it. So you just like the fact of random people just being absolutely disgusted? What if they think it's you?
I'll tell you why I buy the stuff is because if I want a train carriage all to myself and it's too noisy and I get little brats buddy making too much noise, that's when I use it so I can clear the whole carriage out and have the carriage out to myself. It's quite stealthy. It's quite a stealth thing, you know?
I can just see you. There's just Chris sitting there, and everybody leaves, and then there's Chris sitting there as the doors open, entire empty carriage, and just you in your fat fucking slobby shirt sitting there drinking a milkshake, smelling of ass, with you just sitting there giggling to yourself. I love this image. It's amazing. All right, Chris. So realize, though, that people aren't leaving because of the smell. They think that you're just an absolutely autistic, fucking smelly person. Just realize that. Anyways, Chris, I love that image of you just sitting there all by yourself in this carriage.
Yeah, douche.
Fuck you. You call me a douche for me trying to help you. Trying not to, and yet you won't call me a douche for calling you a fat fucking slob drinking milkshakes at 8 o'clock in the morning. Fucking Chris, I love you.
80 skill is my douchebag.
What?
80 skill is my douchebag.
That makes no sense at all.
Well, you know that joke that I made about 80 skill? Oh, by the way, I've got this poem that I wrote about 80 skill.
Oh, please find it, Chris, please. Oh, God, I can't wait for this. 80s
Just
girl.
Wait a minute.
80s girl, if you're listening, please bring her around the radio.
Veronica as well. It's a poem including Veronica and 80s girl.
Okay, perfect. Let's let them come in. Let them gather around. It's like kids. It's like young kids when you're, you know, young, sitting around the radio waiting for story time. That's what this is right now. So, Chris, go ahead, right ahead.
Don't interrupt. Dr. Rachel's, sorry, Dr. Rachel Post fart smells like 80s girls and Veronica's fragrances mixed together, which is on sale at Target at $5 a bottle, and it's named Very 80s Veronica's Snatch.
Say it again, Chris. You broke up, please.
Okay. Am I breaking up now?
Yeah, just keep going. I'll tell you when to stop.
Am I breaking up now?
No, go for it.
Okay, Dr. Rachel's post fart smells like 80s girls and Veronica's fragrances mixed together, which is on sale at Target at $5 a bottle, and it's named Very 80s Veronica's Snatch.
Very 80s Veronica's Snatch. God. Is that a poem?
No, it's not really a poem. It's just like a Twitter post.
Okay. You kept on calling it a poem, and I was waiting for the prose. I was waiting for the... I didn't know what the fuck it was.
So did you get all that? Do I need to repeat it?
Okay, repeat it one more time, Chris. Please.
Dr. Rachel's post fart smells like 80s girls and Veronica's fragrances mixed together, which is on sale at Target at $5 a bottle, and it's named Very 80s Veronica's Snatch.
Oh my god. Okay. I don't care if this show's going long this week. This is amazing. Chris, you're a national treasure.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's something. Once again, it's something. Let's listen to some voicemails.
Little Crocky, how do I work this fucking thing? Hold on a minute. Alrighty, how's it going, guys? You don't know me, but my daughter Sarah, she came home last night.
Whoa. Did you hear that, Chris?
She's a bit upset. And I don't know the first thing about podcasts, you know, so I didn't even hear the fucking term until she talked about it. So, here I am now. And I mean, Chris, got a message for you. I mean, if that's your real name, Chris, I'd just advise that you just discontinue contact with my daughter, all right? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So that was Veronica's, that was Sarah's dad.
It sounds like someone's fucking with me, though.
I mean, do you really, you already have one guy after you, Chris.
What are you talking about?
You already have one boyfriend after you. Do you really want to have a big, burly Australian guy after you, too? I mean, listen to him.
He counts like a Kiwi, well, I think.
Little Crocky, how do I work this fucking thing? Hold on a minute.
Dude, I don't want to fuck with that guy, Chris. Yeah, that's a Kiwi. Thank you, Lemon Sake.
I think someone's fucking with me.
Well, let's be careful, Chris. I mean, if it is, I mean, if it's true, you're in some deep shit. Well,
how do you mean I'm in deep shit?
You fucking hear that guy? He sounds like a goddamn kangaroo's gonna jump out of his throat.
I know, but I mean, if that was the case, Sarah would still be messaging me. So it's obviously a freaking someone's fucking with me. That's for sure.
Okay, all right. Well, it's your funeral, Chris.
What do you mean funeral? No, he's not threatening me.
Well, he said, you know what he said? He listened to him.
I'm sorry, I didn't even hear the fucking term.
By the way, I love how you fucking Kiwis like say fuck. Honestly, it's like, it's just so powerful. Except for you. You sound like you have marbles in your mouth. But this guy, Jesus.
She talked about it. So, here I am now. And I mean, Chris, got a message for you. I mean, if that's your real name, Chris, I'd just advise that you just discontinue contact with my daughter, all right? Yeah, exactly.
There you go. All right.
It sounds like a impersonator or something.
All right. Well, it's, like I said, you're taking that risk, Chris. I'm not.
What? No. What do you say? Are you saying to me that he's a big burly father or something?
Yeah, a big burly fucking father like that. Like everybody in Australia is. For some reason, you didn't get those genes. No. I don't know what happened.
It's a Kiwi. No, Sarah's in New Zealand, and that sounds like an Australian. So it's obviously someone fucking with me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, well, if a big burly Australian guy comes to your house, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey, my message is for Kiwi. Kiwi, you blocked me because you were worried I was going to turn you gay. What's the deal there?
Is that true, Chris? You blocked somebody because you thought you were going to turn gay talking to him?
Oh, I think it could be operator head because he doesn't know whether he's a male or female. I think you've said that before to me.
He doesn't know what he wants.
Hey, my message is for Kiwi. Kiwi, you blocked me because you were worried I was going to turn you gay. What's the deal there, big guy? What are you trying to hide?
What are you trying to hide, Chris?
I'm not trying to hide anything. I think he's the one that's got the problem. I think he needs to sort his sexuality out.
All right. All right. Yeah. Anyways, guys, that's all the voicemail. What?
I think he needs some liquid ass sprayed on his face.
Well, I don't know. If he's gay, he might like it. Who knows? All right, guys. If you want to leave us a voicemail, make sure you do that. Call in on 909-333-KIWI. 909-333-KIWI. Yes, that is the phone number to call. All right. Anyways, Chris, on Twitter, I posted over the weekend that because now you're famous, you're willing to give advice to people. Because, you know, there's plenty of...
Most of the questions I got were freaking shit questions, and I've only got one of them that I want to answer.
Well, let's talk about it, and we can figure out if I think
the question,
they're shit.
Okay, the question I wanted to answer was, someone says that the hospital wants me to pay for x-rays. Should I pay for them? And I said, tell them you're a U.S. citizen, and it's your constitutional right not to pay for them.
That's your answer.
That's my answer.
So as in coming over to Australia or a U.S. citizen?
U.S. citizen. Tell them it's a U.S. I think that guy was in the U.S. and he says, it's because you're a U.S. citizen, it's your right to get free health care.
Where in the Constitution does it say that it's a right to get free health care?
Maybe I was telling a whole lot of bullshit, but I think... I think everyone has the right to have free healthcare because, I mean, they can't just let you die on the street.
Whoa,
I mean,
all right, just... Bernie Sanders, calm down here.
Okay, let's get on to the next question.
Okay, next one. All right. Next question is, this is from Rick Santoro. How should I invest for retirement?
I've got no idea because I'm not a mortgage. I'm not a financial advisor, so you probably have to ask a financial advisor, like a free one or something like that. That's the only advice that I can give.
Well, this brings up a very, very big question. What are you going to do for retirement? I mean, are you just going to live off the government the entire time? I mean, eventually you're going to be not, you know, spraying liquid ass. You're just going to be literal liquid ass sitting in some hospital. How are you going to pay for that?
Well, there's no point thinking about it. I mean, I just live life each day. I mean, it's pointless thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's just stupid.
That is a very millennial answer for you, from you, Chris. Very millennial. Good job. So don't even worry about it, guys. Just don't even worry about retirement.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. There you go, Rick. So, Rick, just don't worry about it. It'll all work out itself eventually. Yeah, Hayes and Cruz asks, why does it burn when I pee?
Well, either it's because you're not drinking, it's not either because you're not drinking enough water, or it's because you might have a urinary tract infection. I don't know. You just have to take the advice of your doctor, I think.
Well, you've slept with a couple of prostitutes. Do you think have you ever?
It could be an STD because, I mean, I think chlamydia actually has no symptoms. Well, I think, I don't know.
No symptoms behind, besides a burning dick?
Well, usually chlamydia doesn't actually have an STD until it's like done some damage, I think. Like, usually chlamydia doesn't actually have any symptoms, but one of the symptoms I think it does is actually burning when you pee, so I don't really know.
Are you sure you don't know this? I mean, well, you have slept with a couple of prostitutes.
Well, actually, to tell you, I don't know if I told you this, so I'm not really proud of it, but I did actually pick up an STD from a prostitute ages ago.
Which one did you pick up?
Well, it was when I first came to, it was recently after I first came to Australia in about 2003.
Uh-huh.
I was a virgin and I just wanted to get my rocks off, and then I went to a brothel, and then out of curiosity, I just wanted to check to see if I had an STD, and I got a bit of a shock on my wife. The STD nurse said had the results back, and she said that I had chlamydia, and she gave me antibiotics. Uh-huh. And she rang up the brothel and said that one of your girls has got an STD.
Wow.
Oh, God.
So Chris caught the clap from a prosy.
I didn't actually have any symptoms. Like, it appeared that nothing was wrong with me, and I only just had a check, and apparently that's what I had. So
I just, how do you not have any symptoms? When you get the clap, you have a severely burning dick, unless your dick just always burns.
Well, maybe I caught it early. I don't really know. Maybe the symptoms didn't progress. It's actually the most common STD out there, chlamydia. It's actually the most common STD out there, and it's the most easily treatable.
Jesus Christ.
But if you don't treat chlamydia, it can actually cause infertility, I think. Well, that's what I've heard anyway.
All right. Well, there you go. That was some breaking news from the Kiwi himself today, guys. God damn it, Chris. I don't even know what to do with you. Oh, yeah. My God. All right. John Smith asks, my cousin and I have been having sex for about 6 months now, and I just found out she's pregnant. Should I admit it to my uncle or just accuse him of knowing that it's his?
Well, I wouldn't do neither. I'd actually just keep quiet about it and just keep it as a secret, I think.
Just keep it a secret?
Just say to your cousin, let's keep it between you and I.
That's how you suggest it. Oh my god.
No, what just say to her, let it be our little secret. That's what you should say.
Oh god, that just sounds so creepy. God, I don't know why that just gave me fucking chills just now. Chris, you are a weird fuck. All right, I have breaking news. Actually, I received a voicemail while we were live on the air, and I don't even know what it says. Let's take a listen.
Hi, I'm the guy that runs the Sean the Audio Engineer account, and I'm just going to say, Chris, fuck you, man. I did.
Wow. Wow. Sean, that was not very nice.
Nothing to you. It's not catfishing. You're not trying to date me. It's not my fault you fell for it, dude. You have to give it up, dude. Just don't tell me that I'm a cock and a pervert. I'm not a fucking pervert. Just fuck you.
What the fuck, Sean? Oh my god, you know what, Chris? I think you sound autistic, but holy fuck, the Sean the Audio Engineer account. For one thing, you just outed yourself on for having that Twitter feed. Anyways, whatever. I don't care anymore. This show is fucking getting off the rails. We're done.
He needs to get a life.
And that's coming from you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, what a show today, Chris. That was this was interesting. You got a woman fired. You had a 24-hour relationship. Now you have her dad trying to beat you up. Oh, Chris. All right. Next week, let's I want you to figure out how the girlfriend, the government issued girlfriend solution would work. And I think that would be the final solution of government issue girlfriends. That is the final incel solution. This has been the Chris Cantcast. Thank you so very much for listening. Check us out online, chrisandcant.com, twitter.com/cantillions. What?
What about Chris Saltz? Are we going to do some Chris Saltz?
We'll do Chris Saltz next week. We'll figure it out. Just don't. Then we're going to do a bonus episode. Yeah. By the way, guys, actually, before we leave, let us know on our Twitter, twitter.com/Cantillions, if you would like to hear Chris host his own show for a Patreon-only exclusive. A bonus episode of Chris the Kiwi. Chris, you get to talk about whatever you want. I'll be there. I'll help out. I'll chime in. But you get to host. You get to plug. I think it would be a brilliant idea. And also, ladies do enjoy a good radio host. They enjoy that.
But I don't have a good audio or mic as you do, though.
That's fine. We can make it work. I think that you need to start somewhere, and I can coach you. Maybe I can coach you on how to host a show, because God knows I can't do it very well. So maybe I can teach you. Mm. All right?
Oh, that'd be great. That sounds great.
I love it. See, guys, I'm bored. This is on-air meetings. It works. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Chris and Kant.com, Twitter.com/Cantillions, SoundCloud.com/Cantillions. This has been the Chris Kant Cast. Watch your fingers. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Kiwis on Discord. Kiwis on Discord. Into the show he called. Left us all appalled.